Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Trusiewski reaches third base with a triple. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Trusiewski scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0 for 1 in the game. Padres hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano is walked intentionally. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Trasuski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Agee moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Fred Gladding now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for John Romano. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Al Weiss. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Peters scores. There goes Buford trying to get to home. Euler throws to Freehan who tags Buford for the out. It's 3-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Euler is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbukett now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hicks now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.